The optimistic outlook by UW and state officials comes in the wake of a cloudcast when the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office issued an initial ruling. It favors critics who argue that researcher James Thompson's discoveries, isolating human embryonic stem cells, were obvious. That characterization is challenged by Carl Gulbrandsen. He's managing director of the nonprofit agency which controls UW patents.
I think it's hard to argue that it's obvious. It's been called the breakthrough of the year by Science Magazine and pointed to as one of the landmark discoveries.
Worf says it will fight to maintain the patents if they're ultimately rejected. It could still charge licensing fees during any appeal. Patent challengers predict the UW stronghold on stem cells won't last. Dan Ravisher is with a consumer group called the Public Patent Foundation.
So although they might still technically be alive, there are quite a few number of nails in the coffin already.
Reexamination of patents is relatively rare, and a Madison lawyer says challengers may find it difficult to have the UW patent taken away because their arguments were already considered in the original process. Grady Frenchick is longtime patent attorney with White, Hirschbeck, and Dudek.
The percentage of patents that ultimately end up being completely defeated is about 1 in 10.
Those challenging three of UW's patents say they're too broad and are driving embryonic stem cell research overseas. Shavane Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.